Ashland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Former President Trump holds his first campaign rally since last weekend's assassination attempt, appearing with his newly announced running mate, Republican J.D. Vance, later today in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And President Biden continues to isolate at his home in Delaware, recovering from COVID, while the calls continue for him to drop out of the race.
Sources tell us Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have all told Biden he'll lose to Trump and drag down Democrats in Congress.
ABC Selena Wang. Sources also tell ABC News Biden is now open to discussions over dropping out. Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter detained in Russia for months, was sentenced Friday to more than a decade and a half in a Russian penal colony. The U.S. is still trying to broker his release, possibly through a prisoner swap. And mourning the death of trailblazing Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, the longtime lawmaker had recently been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. She died late yesterday at 74. This is ABC. After serving more than four decades in prison, a Missouri woman was freed Friday when her murder conviction was overturned. The Innocence Project says 64-year-old Sandra Hemme was the longest-held wrongly incarcerated woman in the U.S. She had been serving life for the fatal stabbing of a library worker in 1980, a murder she did not commit. The Jacksonville Jaguars suing a former employee who's already in prison for stealing millions from the team.
Amit Patel admitted stealing $22 million from the Jaguars to feed a gambling addiction and a lavish lifestyle. He's 31, sentenced in March to more than 6 years in federal prison and ordered to pay the money back. Patel oversaw the Jags' financial doings and its virtual credit card program, which authorized employees used for business expenses. Patel duplicated and inflated charges for hotels, airfare, and more. The lawsuit says he was nailed after one of his bets was noticed for violating NFL gambling policy.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny and comfortable conditions. Today will top off at 81. Tonight, partly cloudy, maybe a shower in the evening with a low near 60. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms by afternoon, a high of 81. Sunday night, spotty showers early, partly cloudy, patchy fog, overnight a low near 61. And Monday, variably cloudy with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, back to the work week, a high on Monday near 81. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Smiling.
And the Padre train's pretty wide, folks. Sweet and Nevada, to stand beside you, sweet and Nevada. Just to stay beside of my sweet and Nevada, I'd swim the Padre train. Now, whenever I hear that song from George Strait, makes me homesick for New Orleans. Now, I never lived there, but, you know, visiting and eating all the seafood, yeah, I want to get back there. It's 7:07. We're at 60 degrees at 7:20. We'll have a look at this week in entertainment history and every other day, Monday through Friday at 7:20. Weekday mornings at 7:20.
It's the Roundup.
It's the Roundup with Hank and Phil.
Funny. Witty.
And they know nothing at all. But it's everything you need to kickstart your day.
Right, I'm in raw.
The Chicks for your Saturday morning get-together. We've transitioned from a wake-up to a get-together for this July 20th. That's Ready to Run on WRCO-FM. 60 degrees, still some fog being reported in the area. So if you need to be out and about today, just keep an eye out for that. Lower lying areas may be a little thicker. 7:20, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. Right now, it's Timmy Mac and Something Like That on RCO.
Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When when I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, Sailor Sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
Just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? It's a principle.
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/Trump Monitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You have 2 days left for the amazing sale at Mr. G's in Richland Center. Save up to 20 to 50% on shoes and clothing, including name brands at great prices. Join the fun with great bargains both outside and in store at Mr. G's in Richland Center now through tomorrow. Only at Mr. G's Sidewalk Sale in the Richland Square. Open today from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., tomorrow 10 to 3.
Choose Mr. G.
There are lots of reasons to come see The Music Man this summer, presented by Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin. It has classic songs you'll recognize right away, like You Got Trouble, 76 Trombones, Till There Was You, and The Wells Fargo Wagon. It's got a timeless story filled with laughter about Professor Harold Hill coming to a small town and falling in love with Marion the Librarian. And it's got a large cast of your friends and neighbors, including a barbershop quartet. Shows are July 26th, 27th, and 28th, and August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and 2 p.m. matinees on Sundays. Tickets will be sold at the door and are $20 for adults, $15 for children, and a $60 family ticket for two adults and any number of children. Celebrate the summer with this look back to those great days of yesteryear by coming to see The Music Man.
Shop local and save big this July with the Red, White, and Refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today. Napa know-how.
Today's history lesson includes a celebrity birthday. James Brolin from the ABC hit TV show Hotel turns 84. Sid and Nancy, a film biography of the Sex Pistols, premiered in London in 1986. In 1979, ELO took out ads dedicating their newly released song, Don't Bring Me Down, to Skylab. In 1996, actor Robert Downey Jr. was arrested after authorities say he left a court-ordered drug rehab center early. It was his third arrest in a month. Haley Joel Osment, at the age of 18 back in 2006, was arrested for drunk driving and marijuana possession outside of L.A. when he hit a mailbox and flipped his car. Jodie Foster gave birth to a boy in L.A. this week in 1998. Vin Diesel turns 57. Red Skelton has a birthday. And Kristen Bell turns 44 years old. And that's today's history lesson from WRCO-FM.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is CBS.
Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is a Saturday morning cartoon memory. It starred the voice of Don Adams as the lead character, and it premiered in December 1982 as an exclusive pilot. It originally aired from 1983 through 1985, and it aired 86 episodes over two seasons. However, it remained in syndication into the late 1990s. Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is Inspector Gadget.
Till four, I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone.
You gotta love Randy Travis. You know, anybody who's went through heartache in a bad relationship or a bad breakup of a relationship, yeah, he hits every note, doesn't he? Digging up bones. 7:28, we're working through your Saturday, July 20th get-together. Adam Hess with you. A great big good morning. Thank you for joining us all around the world today. From Mesa to Florida, we're in Utah and Kentucky as well. And, of course, all throughout southwest Wisconsin, we're at 61 degrees.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, Alexa. Play WRCO-FM 100.9 from TuneIn.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
You enjoy performing minor maintenance and routine building upkeep? Take pride in caring for a beautiful property? The House on the Rock Resort Hotel has an opening for a full-time, year-round building maintenance and upkeep position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. They also have part-time openings available. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join them and help keep their resort in top shape.
Okay, we have slipped into the 7:30 position, which means it's time for birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored each and every day, all day long, by the great folks at The Shoebox in Black Earth. The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, today is Saturday, July 20th, 2024. Time to see who is celebrating. Here's a very special birthday to our special friend, Harriet Hendricks. Happy birthday from Kimber and Cindy. Happy birthday wishes to Scott Wallace today. That note from the Cornells. Dallas Johnson, hope you have a great birthday from Five Points Lutheran Church. Delaney Talbot is celebrating from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Father Nathan, happy birthday wishes from Sacred Heart Parish. Happy birthday to the twins, Briggs and Bryn Bettler, today from Lori and the guys. Father Nathan, the Durst families would like to wish you a very happy birthday as well. Christy Pine, hope you have a great day with love from Kevin and Chase, Jade, along with Ada, Mandy, Tim, Scott, Rihanna, Oakland, Kinsley, Angela, Wayne, Mara, Erica, John, and Grace. Christy Pine, the old bag 18101, would like to wish you a very happy birthday today. Twins Brig and Bryn Bettler,
Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret would like to wish you a very happy birthday today. Dallas Johnson, the best dancer in the entire Johnson family. We are sure he'll find a dance hall to put those happy feet to work at some point today. That note from Charlie and Sandy. It's a birthday for Tanya Gamsky from Park Street Christian Church. And an anniversary, Butchie and Mags would like to wish Jan and Lyle Holloway a very happy anniversary this morning. Our special granddaughter, Lydia Huffman, is celebrating that wish from Grandpa and Grandma Olson. Here's a happy 81st birthday to Harriet Hendricks from everyone in the Pleasant Ridge Church Association. Happy 81st to Harriet from Sue, Merriman, Eric, Hillary, and Natalie. Gracie Dodd and Carson Foster are celebrating, and they made the list at Richland Primary School. Kim Dobbs and Stacy Kleist are on the Little Willow Birthday Club list today. Sean Stevens makes the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Brandon McCollum, you're on the Richland Center United Methodist Church list today. Taking a look at the Bloom City Town Crier, Vernalina Loback and Stacy Kleist, both celebrating today. Birthday wishes for Allie Hernan, Courtney Schwingle, Angie Newman, John Passold, Jacqueline Fetaplace, Carlene Ramsden, Javis Strand, and an anniversary for Jesse and Lauren Cattle today from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. And celebrating is Elizabeth Shannon, J.L. Dutton, Dustin Hoffman, Leif Morris, Christy Pine, Terry Sutton, Dallas Johnson, and Daryl Waldsmith, all from the Richland Center Lions Club today. And of course, each and every Saturday, we'd like to remind you, if you are celebrating, we'd like to wish you the best from everyone right here at WRCO-FM.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, it's standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
Comes to the loving part, one thing is true.
My baby's genuine USA, red, white, and blue.
My baby is American made, born and bred in the USA. From her silky long hair to her sexy long legs, my baby is American made. American made, born and bred in the USA. From her silky long hair to her sexy long legs, my baby is American made. My baby is American made.
Yes, kind of like a Harley or a Nash or a Chevy Dodge in the past. American made, baby. The Oak Ridge Boys. 736, 62 degrees. Don't go anywhere.
WRCO.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Give us a call or stop by. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
We're going to check in with Joanne Krulas at 7:45 for a local news update. 8 o'clock ABC. We'll have weather following that with Tony Schumacher. Woo! Yeah, Jody's excited about that because it is a nice forecast. Hey, don't forget Prime Movers at 8:30 today as well. Bye-bye, JDM.
Boy, you sure look good there standing in the doorway in the sunset light. Maybe I read you wrong thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough.
Does it quite as well as Jody Messina.
Bye-bye.
my baby bye-bye.
7:41 in our journey towards 7:45 in that news update with Joanne Krulatz. Comes your way from the newsroom. 62 degrees. I'm going to go in the back and learn to play my big guitar. Here's Blackheart.
Hey now, boys, take a look at right here. Only one comes round every million years. She's a midnight rider on a shooting star. Makes the whole world ring like a big guitar. Somewhere down that lost highway, she's a lifeboat on the raging sea. She's a high note in the harmony. Takes away my pain and sorrow. Loves me like there's no tomorrow. This I can't resist.
Summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture and Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45, time for a news update sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, Town and Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. The outlook from Tony Schumacher, partly sunny today. We're looking for a high temperature near 81, maybe a shower this evening, otherwise partly cloudy, a low near 60. 81 tomorrow with a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms by afternoon. Tomorrow night, patchy fog during the overnight, 61. And back to the work week Monday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms scattered throughout the area, variably cloudy with a high of 81. We do have mostly cloudy right now. We're going to see some breaks in that. Still some light fog throughout the area, and we're at 62 degrees. News with Joanne Krulatz continues in a moment.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Third Congressional District candidate, Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin, was on a campaign tour yesterday through Richland Center and stopped in the WRCO studio. I had a chance to sit down with her. One of the things discussed was the Democratic National Convention coming up next month and what she hopes people gain from the convention.
I hope that people see a contrast. I think in any election, there should be, you know, every candidate has to say, here's what I stand for and why me? You know, if you ask a voter for their vote, you have to be able to answer why you. And so I hope that that's articulated very clearly, and a vision for our future is important.
She said democracy and freedom are her major concerns.
So if you have a healthy democracy where your vote is counted and there's trust in that election and people aren't working to undermine that election or overturn it, that's important and key to civic participation and engagement. And then freedom, the freedom to make your own medical decisions, the freedom to breathe clean air and drink clean water. I think those are important too. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about contraception, IVF, you know, the ability to start a family when you want to, and abortion. And that's been really important to voters of all political ideologies, not just Democrats. And so I hope to see at the DNC Democrats really leading on democracy and freedom and showing that stark contrast.
Concerning whether President Joe Biden should stay in the race for president, Shanklin had this to say.
I think that voters in my party are having a very healthy discussion. And what I've told everyone, regardless of where they land on that issue, is that I'm supporting the Democratic nominee because of the stark difference between Republicans on access to abortion and protecting our democracy. I think it's also good to have a healthy discussion within a party. I'm proud that my party hasn't shut down those conversations, and I'm glad that people feel that they can bring their concerns and their support and share their feedback with each other.
Katrina Shanklin is one of three candidates on the Democratic ticket for the 3rd Congressional District. She is running against Rebecca Cook and Eric Wilson. The primary will be held August 3rd. Two more planes invade airspace around the Republican National Convention Thursday. NORAD spotted the planes late Thursday afternoon and again Thursday evening, 25 miles west of Milwaukee, well within the restricted zone near the RNC. F-35 safely escorted both out of the area. NORAD detected and escorted another plane out of the restricted zone Wednesday. None of the planes steered out of the no-fly zone were considered a threat. Diane Hendricks, the richest woman in Wisconsin, spoke at the final night of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Billed as an everyday American, the chair of ABC Building Supply related how she and her late husband built the company. Hendricks said the American dream is under threat from the Biden administration. She said she knows how hard it is to build a company from nothing, and referring to Donald Trump, said, "We need a builder back in the White House." Forbes recently named Hendricks America's most successful self-made woman and reported her net worth at nearly $21 billion. Hendricks contributed to Donald Trump's 2016 campaign and served as a financial advisor. Wisconsin achieved new record highs for employment and total non-farm jobs during June, according to preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The new record for total employment released by the Department of Workforce Development breaks the record announced last month for May data. Preliminary employment estimates for June showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate held steady at 2.9%, which is more than a full percentage point below the national unemployment rate of 4.1% in June. The state's labor force participation rate was 65.5% in June, while the national rate was 62.5%. The annual Boaz Fun Days celebration is being held today and tomorrow at Boaz Park. It's the 50th celebration, and they are inviting you to come and enjoy the weekend. Get an early start today with the Boaz Lions Pancake Breakfast going on now. The softball tournament will resume at 8. Tractor pulls will begin at 10. Live music by Donnie Razik will be held at 8 tonight, followed by fireworks at dusk. Boaz Fun Days, featuring entertainment for the whole family and food for purchase, will be held today through Sunday at Boaz Park. Please, no carry-ins. The Casanova celebration will be held today and tomorrow. Today is full of activities, including a pancake breakfast, 5K, Craft and Vendor Fair, 3-on-3 Basketball, Cornhole, Raft Race, Casanova Legion Baseball, and Fireworks, along with Cougar Wagon Live from 8 to midnight. Sunday's parade is at 11, followed by the Casanova German Band, Kids Pedal Pull, and more. Pilots from all over the world are flying into Oshkosh this week to celebrate the 71st year of EAA's air venture. A private pilot headed in from out of state says,
"It's a place where everybody with that kind of a similar interest, with that bug, whether they're enthusiasts, whether they're pilots, whether they're professionals, or anybody alike, everybody goes there and everybody's kind of an equal."
EAA Air Venture 2024 kicks off at Whitman Field and the EAA grounds on Monday and will last through July 28th. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension, in cooperation with the UW-Madison Animal and Dairy Science Department, will be hosting an in-person Beef Cross Dairy-focused workshops on Thursday, August 1st in Lancaster. This workshop will provide Wisconsin's dairy producers and cattle feeders with research-based information on nutrition, feedlot management, and carcass composition for beef ex-dairy crossbred cattle. The featured speaker will be Jared Jaborik, beef feedlot systems educator with Michigan State University, who has conducted research on beef ex dairy crossbred cattle. Other topics will cover research at UW-Madison and with cooperating farms spanning from conception to consumption of beef ex dairy crossbreds. The workshop will be held in the Eckstein Building at the Grant County Fairgrounds. Pre-registration by July 22nd is required. Register at go.wisc.edu/j209s7. The workshop starts with registration at 5:15 and the program begins at 6. Food and refreshments will be available for pre-registered attendees. Governor Tony Evers signed.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Today is Saturday, July 20th. Robert Bud Franklin, 92 of Avoca, died Sunday at Aurora Zilber Family Hospice. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet is assisting the family of Robert Bud Franklin, 92 of Avoca. Daniel Bowles Tegtmeyer, 85 of Casanova, died Monday. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at St. Luke's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Richland Center, with burial in the Souls Creek Cemetery to follow. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Daniel Bowles Tegtmeyer, 85 of Casanova. Penny Lane Pennell Starkey, 54 of Boscobel and formerly of Fenimore, died July 5th at her residence. A celebration of life will be held today from 2 until 5 at Kim Silver Dollar in Boscobel. The Larson Family Funeral Home of Fenimore is assisting the family of Penny Lane Pennell Starkey, 54 of Boscobel, formerly of Fenimore. Martha Baltazar, 80 of Richland Center, died Monday at Harvest Guest Home. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 3. Martha Baltazar, 80 of Richland Center. Betty Dieter, 93 of Muscadet, died Thursday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Betty Dieter, 93 of Muscadet. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84, of Laval, died Sunday at his home, the result of numerous illnesses. Services will be held at noon Monday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be at Oaklawn Cemetery, Laval. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be sent to Laval Advent Christian Church or to the Village of Laval toward building of the new park pavilion. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84, of Laval. Brent Anthony Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet, died last Saturday at his home. Memorial services will be held Friday from 4 to 6 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Brent Anthony Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Services will be held next Saturday, July 27th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 6, and again next Saturday, July 27th from 9 until 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or charity of your choice. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center. Susan Sue Custer, 61, died July 8th. A memorial will be held at 5 Friday, August 2nd at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Friday, August 2nd from 3 to 6. Memorials and donations will be made to the family's ever-loved page. Susan Sue Custer, age 61. Gary Allen Slayback, 76, of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center, died July 11th. A full military service by the American Legion Honor Guard will be held Saturday, August 3rd at 12:30 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow from 1 to 3 at the American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center. Gary Allen Slayback, 76, of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
You can join WRCOFM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCOAMFM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCOFM.